Let's, the list goes on. June 17th, 2020. On the docket this evening, the use of WWE titles, Mike Tyson, Chris Statlander, and Akira Tozawa. We will be discussing all of these subjects.
Well, I want to start by talking about AJ Styles, and I want to ask you, is it true that he is hot at Paul Heyman because he blames him for the releases of Gallows and Anderson?
That's what I reported, so yes.
Why would he blame Paul Heyman? Like, Vince McMahon's the guy that makes the decision.
Heyman didn't see as much in Gallows and Anderson as Styles did. And Styles did, from what I understand from other wrestlers, they do say that Styles effectively blamed Paul Heyman because he thinks that Paul Heyman could have prevented them from being on the chopping block and didn't do so.
Do you think he could have?
I think he probably could have.
Okay. And then another AJ Styles thing. What's with the friction with CM Punk? What's that about? Where's that stem from?
I don't have a clue. Just people can have friction with CM Punk because,
well, Punk took shots at him first.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. And
okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the usage of the titles. So Braun Strowman's the Universal Champion, and at Backlash, he defends the titles against the Tag Team Champions in a handicap match. Drew McIntyre is the WWE Champion, and on Raw, he's working a winner-take-all tag team match where his title is at stake, teaming with R-Truth. Against, MVP and Lashley. Can you imagine Hulk Hogan in 1987 taking part in that kind of match? Can you imagine Bret Hart in 1993 taking part in that kind of a match? Can you even imagine Stone Cold Steve Austin in 1998 taking part in that kind of a match? Why are we at this point now where they're treating the titles with such disrespect? And do you think it's because they just haven't built up enough challengers?
Yeah, I do think it's because they haven't built up enough challengers. They build up one challenger at a time. Was Aleister Black even on the show this week?
Backlash, you mean?
Was he on anything this week?
I don't recall seeing him on Raw. If he was, he just wasn't memorable.
Me either. I don't remember seeing him on anything this week. Not Raw, not Backlash. He's won every single match he's had besides.
He beat Rollins, and now Rollins is moving back to Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, he's won everything. There ain't no reason Aleister Black shouldn't be in the title picture.
Right, but he's a babyface, so they probably don't want to do that, you know? Okay, it's unfortunate. Now, Akira Tozawa, what's the point?
I don't have an answer to that. It's stupid. It's so stupid. It's the laziest shit ever. Now, here's the thing. Some stereotypical angles, I'm sure they can work. They have reasons they can get over. This is stupid, and it will not get over. And he is one of the most charismatic guys they have over there. He got, ha, over. That's all he did. He did that, and people started to chant it. Amazing.
You know what kills me is that oftentimes on the network, whenever they have these, you know, look back at WCW specials, they'll make fun of the stupid shit they did. Like the Dungeon of Doom and Ron Reese as a mummy. And then he was like the super giant ninja. And they'd make fun of that. Right now, Jordan Amogbian is the super giant ninja.
He's playing the role of Ron Reese. And,
yes, he's playing the role of Ron Reese.
Akira Tozawa was playing the role of Sonny Ono.
Yes. So basically, the same kind of stuff that WWE on their network would make fun of for how stupid it is, they're doing it right now. And is Jordan even, like, prepared to do anything, or is he strictly there to stand there looking tall? Like, can he do anything in the ring? Is he decent?
I don't know. I've never seen him work.
Never seen anything?
I've like, never seen the guy work, period.
No training footage, nothing.
Yep.
Shit. Because I watched that, like, I honestly think to myself, the stuff that you made fun of, and it goes back to when Cornette said, the Vince of, you know, my day working for the company would hate this Vince, because that Vince would not do the shit this Vince does. And when I see Jordan Amogbian standing there looking like a goof, I just think to myself, Vince has completely lost his shit. He's just lost his shit. There's nothing else you can say about it.
Yeah, the Jordan integration is pretty weird. I mean, they've got a few giants in NXT, and I don't know if any of them can work. I've never seen anything out of any of them.
Right. I mean, I thought, okay, here comes the Big Show. They're going to do the face-off, right?
Yeah.
That's what you think. They're going to do the face-off. No, as soon as Big Show's in there, the guy takes off because they probably don't want him doing anything yet.
Yeah.
Stupid. Okay. And then the other one I want to ask you about is Dominic Mysterio. Now, I will say in his defense, you know, he was a little quick out there. You know, he was able to slide in and out of the ring and all that kind of stuff. But he's, I don't think, ready. So why are they doing this? Because Seth Rollins is going to eat his lunch. So why? What's the point?
I don't know. It seems like they keep teasing, oh, well, maybe he'll wrestle. Maybe he won't wrestle. Maybe he'll do that. Maybe he won't do that. I don't know. I mean, there have been a couple of instances where he didn't look too bad. This one, and I feel like maybe it was at the Brock match, where he didn't look too bad. And I was like, okay, that's promising. But I don't know what he can do in the ring either. That's the thing. I don't know what Jordan Omagbehin can do in the ring. I don't know what Dominic Mysterio can do in the ring, because we've never really seen it outside of this brief period. And I don't know that he's ever had a match. I know Jordan had like six.
Oh, did he?
Six, maybe. But I don't know what any of these people are capable of. And I'm not the type of person that's like, well, okay, they can't wrestle, so therefore we don't need to see them at all on the program. I'm okay with that, but eventually, somebody's got to use this, and either he's got to beat somebody or somebody's got to beat his ass real bad again. I mean,
he's got to do something.
He did take a good ass whipping from Brock.
I'm still convinced that Dominic was in Ray's contract. I'm convinced. I'm convinced that he's like, oh, you want me to sign with the company? Fine, but you got to do something with my kid. I'm convinced, man.
Maybe.
Because otherwise, it doesn't make any sense what they're doing.
Yeah.
Impact Wrestling. So, they are promising at least one former world champion at Slammiversary. They're playing EC3's music on the show. His non-compete's going to be up by the time Slammiversary happens. Do you know if EC3's heading back to Impact?
Is it? I didn't think it was going to be.
Well, April 15, and the show's
July
18. Late July.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the contract will be up. Yeah, I think he'll be there. I would be shocked if he's not there.
Makes sense, I guess.
And he should be. He is. He'll be an instant top star for that company.
I agree. Yep. Is it true that they asked wrestlers to pull out of the virtual basement video game?
Yes,
coming
it
up?
Is.
How does that make sense when most of the guys I thought are on a per appearance deal?
There are plenty that are on contract as well, but some of them are per appearance. But from the people that I talk to seem to think that Impact will do their own thing. Like they're going to do their own
video
game or maybe integration. If I was any company, I'd be hitting up Spike and Chunsoft and being like, hey, let's work out a deal where you all add DLC of our characters to Fire Pro Wrestling, because that game is ageless. It's going to be played for years and years and years. So right. I would just do that. If I were WWE, I would do that. WWE would make a killing off of that. Having somebody else do the legwork of putting their people in the game, charge a dollar per downloaded character, make a lot of money. There you go. It's free money for them, effectively, for just characters. I did hear about that, and I had talked to Virtual Basement a few months ago. We had Camillo produce that great video that he did as well about the video game, and there's a lot of good people on that roster, but Impact doesn't want their people a part of it.
Mm. Okay. I mean, so long as they're under, I guess, exclusive guaranteed contract, it's fine. If there's anybody that isn't and they're not letting them do it, I'd call bullshit.
Yeah.
But I guess that's me. Mike Tyson. Haven't heard him too much lately. There was no mention of him on Dynamite last week. Jericho was just doing commentary the whole time. Do you think that's one and done?
No, I think they'll go back to it. We do have a guest article this Sunday. About looking at like, why would they do this? Why would they do this type of thing? So, make sure you guys check that out. But I think they'll eventually come back to it, but it didn't make sense right now. And I think that Mickey Gooch gimmick screwed it up a little bit too. Jericho knew
Jericho
too.
Didn't like it. Yeah. I agree. Okay. And Chris Statlander. So she's injured. Apparently it's a long-term rehab. I think the silver lining, she can come back fresh without that dog shit gimmick.
Yes.
What have you heard about the timeline on an injury like that? I heard it could be months.
Yeah, probably the rest of the year if she had ACL surgery, which is unfortunate. I hope she gets better and feels better soon. I want a new gimmick for her.
Yes. So stupid. So dumb, you know? And I want to ask you, and I know you hate it when I ask you stuff when you haven't had a chance to prepare and you don't have an answer, But Sonya Deville, do you have any idea about her contract status with WWE?
No. Any contract status updates I have, they go into our contract updates section.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is because, so I know Sonya Deville's background. Mm-hmm. She was doing UFC AfterBuzz for Marina Menounos' husband. That's how she got referred to WWE to do Tough Enough.
Yeah.
And she did the interview with you last summer. She said acting is her passion. And now on social media, she's been pitching the idea of portraying Batwoman on the CW because Ruby Rose dropped out.
Be awesome. The role. Good for her. I hope
she does
it.
Well, I saw that and I thought to myself, don't you have a contract with WWE? Now you're pitching doing this. And so I kind of wonder if in her head she's already kind of looking to move on to the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that she would be really good at that.
Well, I mean, she got the MMA background. So
yeah.
She could utilize that. Ruby Rose did too, didn't she, or no? Not sure.
MMA background? I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
Her history. But I think that Sonya Deville getting that opportunity would be massive. And
would WWE like it?
No, WWE probably wouldn't like it because that's how they are.
Right.
They don't like to lose their wrestlers to other projects. Then they would act like it doesn't exist. I mean, they did that with Guardians of the Galaxy right after Batista left. They acted like it didn't exist. It was the biggest movie of the year or one of.
Yes. Yes. You're right. Yeah. Okay, bud. That's all I got for you.
Guys, thank you all so much. We're out.